מסכת אלפא, תת משנה חי, השרת שנמצא בברי חי. אין טמא אלא מקום עגול. A sherret that is found in the mill, the mill that is used to ground the olives before they are pressed, as some olives did not ripen enough, and therefore it's not enough just to put the olives into the matzah to soften up, and they don't soften up enough in the matzah, so therefore they are ground before they are pressed. And if a sherret was found on one of the millstones, only the ground olives that came into contact with the sherret would be tameh, but the rest of the olives that didn't come into contact with the sherret would not be tameh, even though they came into contact with the part of the olives that did become tummy from the sherets. And the rest of the olives, since they're ground up, would not become tummy from the olives that had come into contact with the sherets. As only a bear the size of an egg of ochlin of food can become susceptible to be tummy from other ochlin which are tummy. And these ground olives are not a bear, they're ground into small particles less than a bear. Emhaya maska ma'alech hakol tummy. But if there was liquid that was gone over the entire heap of ground olives, in such a case, all the olives would become tamei. As the sherets would be metamei the mashkin, the liquid, and the liquid, after becoming tamei, it would be metamei all of the ground olives. The ground olives would become tamei from the liquid, even though they're ground into pieces less than a bit. Nimsa agabe ha'olam. If the sherets is found on top of the leaf that are covering the ground olives, yishalu ha'badadim loymar lo negana. They would ask the Badara and the people that are pressing the olives, and if they say, Lo Nagano, we did not touch the sherets, in such a case, the ground olives that are under the leaves could be considered tar. As if the Badara would have touched the sherets, they would have rendered the heap of Zaytim tame, they would have came into contact with the Zaytim after they had become tame from the sherets. And the Zaytim would have become tame from the Badara, from the people that are pressing the olives. But if they say, we didn't touch the sherets, so the sherets that are found on top of the leaves would not be metame the olives, as the leaves are not mekabotuma. The leaves are not considered ochal, they're not food, so they can't become tame from the sherets. So since the sherets came into contact with the leaves, not with the zaytim themselves, and people that are pressing didn't touch the sherets either, so the sherets would not have been metame the olives. But if the sherets came into contact with the heap of zaytim itself, the sherets didn't touch the leaves that were covering the zaytim, the sherets touched the ground zaytim itself, even if only a hair from the sherets touched the ground zaytim, the entire heap would become tamei, even though the sherets only came into contact with one particle of the ground zaytim, all the ground zaytim would become tamei. And since the ground zaytim are in a heap, we don't look at each particle as something separate. And even if it touches only one particle, the entire heap becomes tamei from the sherets. Tummy. We had in the previous mission that if you have a heap of ground olives and the sherets come into contact with some of the ground olives in that heap, the entire heap becomes tummy. We look at the entire heap as being one thing. Now the mission tells us that if you section off the heap of ground olives, you have different sections of ground olives, but there are still some olives from one side touching olives on the other side. You didn't totally section it off. And the sherets came into contact with olives on one side of the partition. If the olives on that side of the partition is the size of a bear, which is the amount of food that you need to metame other food. In such a case, all the olives in the entire heap are tummy. As even though the sherets touch only the olives on one side of the partition, since the olives on that side of the partition have at least a beitza, the size of an olive, and are some olives touching the olives on the other side of the partition, we still look at this heap as being one big heap, even though it's sectioned off, so therefore the entire heap becomes tummy. Perudim, agabe perudim, apopishu hunogea, bekabeitza, ain't tame elamako mago. But if you section off the olives in this heap into many different partitions, one partition on top of another partition, and they're totally sectioned off without the olives on one side of the partition touching the olives on the other side of the partition, in such a case, if the sherets would come into contact with the olives on one side of the partition, the olives on the other side of the partition would not become tame, even though the olives that came into contact with the sherets have at least the size of a bear, the size of an egg. Even so, the olives on the other side would not become tame. Only the olives that came into contact with the sherets are tame, but the olives on the other side of the partition would not become tame. And since they're totally sectioned off, we don't look at this as one heap. Instead, each section has its own din, so therefore, only the section that came into contact with the sherets would be tame. The other olives would be tar. Nimsa ben kaisol lezeisim. Tar. If the sherets is found between the wall and the olive. The sharik wasn't found touching the actual olive, it was found between the wall and the olive. In such a case, the olives are tar. We don't have to suspect that maybe the sharik at one time was in contact with the olives. Nimsa begat hamatan tar. Somebody who was taking basin from the matan to the roof, he was taking them up to the roof to dry up on the roof, and he found a sharik on the gog, on some of the basin that were on the roof, and there were still some basin left in the matan that he hadn't yet brought to the roof. The basin are left in the matan are tar. Only the basin are up on the roof would be tummy from the sharik, and we don't have to suspect that that sharik was originally in the matan, and when he brought up some of the basin from the matan, he brought the sharik with him. Which in such a case, all the olives, even the ones that are left in the matan, would be tummy, since the sharik was originally in the matan. We don't suspect that. Instead, we say the sharik was on the roof the whole time. So only the olives on the roof are tummy, while the olives that are left in the matan would remain tar. Nimsa b'matan hakol tummy. But if the sharik was found in the matan, you had taken some of the olives from the matan onto the roof, and there were some olives left in the matan, and then you found the sharik in the matan. In such a case, even the olives that you've already taken from the roof are tummy. And since the olives that are on the roof were originally in the matan, since you found a sharik in the matan, those olives are also tummy. Nimsa saruf ahazdesa. V'chem matlis muhuha. Tahira. Shakwa tumoiz kishas mitzi asa. If you found a burnt sharik on the zeisim, and the din is that a burnt sharik is not mitami, this is a xeris hakazuf. You don't have to suspect that maybe even before the sharik was burnt, it had come into contact with the zeisim, and the zeisim are tummy, as all tumos are judged by the way we found it. And since we found the sharik in a state that it was burned, the zeisim are tar. And so too, if we found a matlis mahuha, a singed rag, and it has a size to be metamic, it's a size of three exposed, three finger width by three finger width. But since it's singed, it would not be metamic. We don't have to suspect that maybe even before this matlis was singed, it was tummy, and it was in contact with the zeisim. And since we found it in the state that it was singed, we don't have to be concerned that maybe even before it was singed, it had become tummy and came into contact with the zeisim. So therefore, the zeisim are tar, as all tumas are judged by the state that it's in when we found it.